Oh, Bradley, how are you, mate?
Good morning, boys. Oh, loving the playoffs. Getting no sleep, loving every minute of it.
I'll start with my Knicks, who are 2-0 up against the 76ers, and they meet today at 9:30. They're New South Wales, Eastern Standard Time today. And Joel Embiid, after Game 2, when they suffered an unbelievable collapse late, or the Knicks just stole the game in the last, 30 seconds of that match, Joel Embiid said, "We will win this series." Are you with Joel Embiid? How does it play out from here between the Sixers and the Knicks heading into Game 3?
Not a chance. 4-1, New York. Don't know what he's talking about. No, I'm loving this series. I think that's probably the best series out of all of them, actually. Loving what New York are doing. They're just playing fantastic basketball, and Philly just blew the series in that one. I always thought New York were going to win it anyway, but to be 1-0 up or down, if you're talking Philly, 1-0 down, they're 5 up or something, whatever, 30 seconds to go, and they just blew it.
How did they get that wrong, Bradley?
Oh, look, it's poor. I think you can say poor decision making is the first thing. They give up a 3 and you can live with that, right? So now they're down 2 or whatever they are, New York. But then they throw the ball in and it was pretty poor. And there's talking of fouls, and yes, you can say that as well. But it was a pretty poor situation. And when in that time, should have just called a timeout. That's as simple as it is. Should have just called a timeout. They would have advanced the ball. They would have got it back. And you can see, I know the coach has come out, Nick Nurse, and said, "I was calling for this and calling for that." Simple thing, call a timeout, advance it. They blew it. They might steal today. I think they could, with what's gone on there. But no, they're not winning that series. Mm. New York, fantastic.
What about Lakers, buddy? To zip back to LA. I know LeBron's a genius, but he's not this good, is he? He can't carry the whole team for the entire season on his back, can he?
No, he can't. That's as simple as it is. That was a heart-wrenching loss, and they had that one. And look, Denver are just so good, mate. They are just so good. Jamal Murray put himself in a position where he can win the game, and Denver just down by 20, and they just find ways to win. They're not the prettiest team to watch. They're not the greatest team to watch. They just are so methodical in the way they do it, and they've got the best player in the NBA. Jokic's unbelievable. Yes, Jamal Murray, give it to him for what he did in that, shot, but you've got to put yourself in that position. And Nikola Jokic was outstanding for them.
Brad, we had Dick Fain on the program the other day, and he told us that Denver have only led for,
23
minutes
over
that
across
the two games. That's remarkable, isn't it? And they've still won.
It is remarkable, and the situation is they just put themselves in good position, and they're a winning team. And you know what it's like? You learn how to win, and that's what they've done by winning championships, and they always know that they've got the faith that they can do it. And Nikola Jokic is great, Jamal Murray's great, but they've got really good other players doing what they need to do as well. So, look, the Lakers, I think they'll steal one game, but that's probably about it. Denver, too good.
What happened to Boston?
Oh,
that's a big loss for them, isn't it?
This is what everyone said about Boston. As good as they're going to be, Miami is not a good setup system for them. They know how to play, and they're doing that without Jimmy Butler as well. And they can just knock down threes, and the pressure that is in Boston is second to none. So, look, I think they'll scrape through this series, but then they're going to, they're going to have to play, I guess, the winner of the Cavs and Magic, but Cleveland will probably win that. They're 2-0 up. But I just can't see them going super deep in this because I just think they're just so scared to lose. And you know what it's like. If you're scared to lose, you play on the edge. And when you play on the edge, you lose games.
Aussie Josh Giddey only played 20 minutes in Game 1 for Oklahoma City, but played 26 minutes in their Game 2 win over the Pelicans and had 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. OKC, top seed in the West. A lot of teams, a lot of pundits don't think they can go all the way and reach the finals, but they did it tough in Game 1, but how do you think they're faring overall, OKC?
Yeah, I think they're doing what they need to do. There's pressure on them. They're a young team. I don't think they can win the whole thing. I think that they will get through this one. They're 2-0 up. They've then got an easier draw, if that's the right words. They're playing Clippers and Mavs, and that's probably the side of the draw I'd prefer to be on rather than what looks like to be the Timberwolves and Nuggets. I think we'll go through the next two. I think Thunder will get there. I think they'll make it to the West, but I think whoever they meet will get them in that. And my tip would probably look, Timberwolves are playing fantastic basketball and they are really energetic at the moment and looking good. So it'll be a great series to see who gets through there.
Gee, Phoenix, if, you know, they're down 0-2 to Minnesota, Brad, and, you know, with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, I mean, you'd have to say if they get routed here in round one, I mean, where do they go?
You know, it's funny. You sort of sit here and you go, are Phoenix actually playing in this series? Like, you just don't. They're just one of those teams that you're just like, oh, yeah, that's right. But no one accounts for them. I don't like the makeup of that team. I think they're a very good team. I think they're an outstanding regular season team. I just don't think they can take it to the next level in the playoffs. And Timberwolves have come to play. They're not losing this series. And I just... something about Phoenix that just doesn't sit well with me, and I don't think they'll go deep at all. I don't think, well, they won't win this series, in my opinion. And then I think they've got to retool. The problem they've got to do when they retool is they've got all these players on massive contracts. Bradley Beal, I think, has got another 2 years on $50 million left. There's just so much, so it's a tough situation if you're Phoenix.
That series between the Pacers and the Bucks is one all. Is Giannis back playing or he's not?
No, he's not back playing, and unfortunately there's no sort of noise of when he's coming back. They did say it was a couple of weeks. You don't know. But that's another good series as well. I'm enjoying that, and Pacers are a young team. But really, the Bucks should get through. They've got enough with Dame and their supporting cast to be able to get through that one.
Back home, any updates with NBL free agency? I know McDowell-White was one that we're watching closely, and I believe, isn't he going to Europe? Is that right,
yeah,
Matt?
Yeah, that's what the talk is. So everyone was wondering, where is he going to head? With him leaving, there'll be some very different, upset teams, I should say. Teams like South East Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, all these teams that were looking. They've now got to change and now go after point guards that are an American and import situation. So a real shame to lose someone like that. But look, he's a young guy. He wants to go over and see what he can do. But outside of all of that, it's very quiet. The main moves were done on the first week or so. Now teams will tool up and really try and get their imports correct, and that's what they'll wait for. I don't think you'll see many signatures at the moment. I think a lot of coaches will go over, wait for summer league in the States. That's what will happen. There might be one or two signings. Remember, each team has three imports per team. So at least one might get signed, but the other two you'll probably find will wait until that summer league goes and really try and attract the big names to come down.
How good are the playoffs, Brad? We'll leave you to it. Thanks so much, mate.
Go those Lakers.